Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Broker Breakdown. My name is James, my colleague here, Mike, and we'll be starting this new podcast journey together, helping Ontarians kind of understand a little bit more about insurance. Obviously, insurance is not the most fun topic of all time, and I think Mike would agree with that. But yeah, I'll pass this over to Mike. I'll have him kind of introduce himself, kind of where he's been in the insurance world to start. So Mike, take it away.
James, right on. Friends, family, colleagues, clients, whoever is listening, thank you very much for joining us. I think me and James have both come at this from both bringing our experience anyways for what we've had the last 5 to 10 years here, and wanted to provide a little more value to those of us that I've paid for insurance for, you know, 1 year or 40 years. Everyone's got questions. Everyone needs some insight once in a while. So our goal is to hopefully provide that week by week here together. Quick little, I guess, update or journey here. I'll kind of explain that myself. So for myself, I've been in the insurance business about 10 years. Working with two different insurance brokerages. Me and James obviously both work for Billiard Insurance Group right now. And specializing in the home and auto field and kind of doing all of everything in that. So we'll dive right into more of that stuff as it goes on. But kind of let James do his portion as well, and as kind of moving forward from that point.
Yeah, it's great. I don't have as much experience as Mike does. He's actually got double the experience on me. So I've been in insurance for about 5 years now. I actually worked for two direct writers actually prior to becoming a broker. My last direct writer, I actually was working more commercially. I did a lot of their commercial accounts, and that's kind of what I've dove into more. Since coming to Billiard in the last, I don't know, what is it, May now? So I've been here since January. It seems like I've been here for years already, but I've been doing more commercial. Obviously, I do the home and auto side as well, just because it does fit in perfectly with each other. But my journey's definitely been, it's had ups and downs, obviously, with the pandemic and everything, and the whole insurance industry, I think, did a huge change during that time. And obviously with people not being able to meet in person and commercially, that was my go-to thing, was going to businesses and meeting with people in person. But with that pandemic kind of shutting all that down, you kind of had to move into a more digital world and Zoom and Teams, as I know Mike loves to deal with Teams meetings.
Big Teams guy.
I bet you are. Zoom, Skype, Teams, just became kind of the norm at that point. Like, everyone was doing it. And I think now with kind of the pandemic hopefully coming to a close, you're going to see a lot more people kind of out and about. I know for myself, I wanted to get out to more businesses. And I just like the more personal feel, to be honest with you. I don't know about you, Mike, but I just like dealing with people in person. Like, you just get a better, like, gauge of who that person is. Like, emails and phone calls can only do so much at that point. I don't know how you feel about that, but...
Yeah, I mean, I am, you know, 100% extroverted. I actually... When COVID kind of first hit, I went home, as like a lot of people did, right? Going home, kind of working from your makeshift home base office there for whatever number of months. And it was only a few months in that I realized that it kind of worked for me, but it kind of did it. That like honeymoon stage of saying, hey, I'm at home. This is fantastic. I'm loving it. That was short lived for me. While I know a lot of people out there are still thriving in that environment, right? And they're eating that up. And I guess it's different professions as well. But so as things are open back up, I can tell you that I am super excited to get out and meet people again, network, and kind of do the insurance space of building that brand and that trust, right, with people, which is, I think, ultimately what they want.
No, 100%. And that's kind of a huge reason of starting this podcast, is that it gives people a more real look at insurance, because like I said, like, unfortunately insurance kind of gets that like image that we're all like not good people. So this kind of gives people more of an insight into like who me and Mike are. And it shows that like we have like human characteristics outside of being insurance brokers. Like we are real people. Like we have real families. Like we have friends. Like we do things outside of insurance. So it kind of gives more of a human side of like what insurance is, what you should be looking for, how you should cover yourself in general. When you're looking at an insurance, doesn't matter if it's auto, if it's home, if it's commercial, life, travel, we do it all here, where we currently work. But every insurance product isn't built for everyone. Like there's specialty things that people need. I know more on the auto and the home side that Mike does more. They're more regulated, and I'm not going to argue that. Auto insurance, realistically, it's basically you're putting it into a system and you're getting the quotes back from X amount of companies. That's just kind of how it is. Home insurance, a little bit different. It's not as regulated because you legally don't technically have to have it unless you have a mortgage. So realistically, most people that you talk to probably still have a mortgage. So that's when they need it. But again, there's every company kind of holds different coverages and stuff. The commercial side, which I kind of focus more on, is so different. And every single client I talk to, and I think Mike can atone to this as well, is different on the commercial side. It doesn't matter if you have 10 people that are car washers or you have 10 people that are lawyers. Every single person that you deal with is going to have a different experience and a different business that you have to deal with. So just, I think this whole experience that me and Mike are going to go through are definitely going to kind of shed some light on things that people really don't look at when they look at their insurance. Like, I don't know, I'll ask Mike this question, but if you weren't in insurance, Mike, would you even know a percent of the things you know about insurance now if you were not in insurance at all at this point?
Not, James, not even remotely close. I don't know about you when you came into it, but I remember starting back, and I had done a few different sales gigs before, but I feel like everyone you chat with, and I don't say this in a wrong way, but so many people kind of fall into the insurance gig, right? Whether you're on the agency side, the broker side, you're working for, you know, in a claim scenario or kind of whatever you got into it, it's interesting that you kind of learn through that process, right? So to kind of go back to your point there, I think that people learn through doing, right? And if you start in a company at the bottom of the so-called food chain and you give it the time, you start kind of learning, you know, the ins and outs of whatever channel you're in, but you learn so much just by doing it, right? That's where my passion came from. I mean, you probably have similar stuff on how, you know, you got to be where you're at and enjoy it as well. But I found personally that going through the actual process of going through multiple roles, right? You go through like processing roles and customer service roles and kind of doing all the aspects on the day-to-day side. That's when all of a sudden you wake up one morning and you're like, damn, I really enjoy like talking about insurance every day. It's funny because we all hate it. We all need it, right? I mean, you drive a vehicle, you legally need auto insurance in Ontario, right? It is a mandatory. You need that liability coverage. There's obviously lots of stuff we'll go into on this podcast about, you know, what coverages you can or can't have.
Oh yeah, way more
depth. 100%. Yeah, right. What you need, what you don't need. But just the stuff that we learn and kind of, I guess, live with every single day, that's going to be huge insight to provide to people, I think, moving forward.
Yeah, 100%. Because I actually, before I came to Billiard, I worked for a direct writer, and I will always take this with me from what he used to tell everyone. If you sell on price, you will die on price. If you don't provide your clients with some sort of service aspect to it, all anyone ever is going to look at is the price side. And I tell people, I am worth the extra $10, $15, $25 because I always have my phone on. My emails are always checked. I've messaged people at, you couldn't, like, I've messaged people probably at like midnight, if not later on Saturdays, Sundays. So I feel like a lot of consumers, and don't get me wrong, I'm like this myself. I need to see the value if I'm going to pay more for something. So I think bringing value to your clients is a huge part of what we do on a daily basis, because at the end of the day, like, go on to Google and Google insurance agents or insurance brokers in your little city or town or wherever you live, and I bet you any money you can probably find about 100, if not more. So to distinguish yourself from those other people and other brokers that are online doing the exact same thing you're doing, you gotta put yourself out there and, like I said, provide your clients with some sort of service proposition, because at the end of the day, like, if you're not doing anything for your client and you're, like I said, you're going to sell on the price and that's all you're going to sell on, at the end of the day, that client next year, next month, next week, if they find a better price, they're going to just be like, okay, well, obviously I picked James or Mike based on price, and now I'm going to go elsewhere because that's all they really cared about when they talked about with me about my coverages and my premiums and stuff. So it's definitely going to be a learning curve with the podcast. I know Mike and myself, we haven't done anything like this in the past. But again, it's going to be something that we want to help not only our clients, but our listeners and our followers to kind of better educate and understand what insurance actually is there for, what it actually does for them, and the things that many brokers really don't talk about. Like, I'll ask Mike another question. Mike, when was the last time that one of your clients ever asked you to increase their accident benefits coverage if you didn't ask them to do it for them?
Wow. Fantastic question. Nobody, I mean, I could probably count on one hand the number of times that's happened.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't realize is that accident benefits is actually only legal in Ontario. I was actually reading an article recently. I think it was on Canadian Insurance Business. It wasn't Canadian Underwriter. I think it was Canadian Insurance Business. And they were saying there was an accident. They were following some accident that was in Quebec. And because Quebec technically doesn't have accident benefits, I'd have to look at the article again. They were saying that should someone that comes from another province and gets in an accident in Ontario, like, should they be covered for accident benefits? Because in Ontario, it's mandatory. So that was a huge thing for me. But again, name even three clients that you've ever had in your 10 years ever asked you to increase their accident benefits, because there's a legal minimum that you have to have. But if you actually look at that legal minimum you need to have, it is so low compared to what actually happens. And then people, I've seen it where people have taken the bare minimum, they get in an accident, they're hurt, their income replacement is super low, their disability coverage for like the hospitals and stuff is super low. And then guess what? Once the insurance company pays their portion, it's going to be cut. But again, like I said, like I asked Mike, when was the last time a client actually asked you to increase that without you talking to them about it and educating them on that? Because I can, like I said, even you said yourself, and I'm going to count mine too, I can probably count on one hand in the last time I've heard anyone talk about accident benefits if I haven't spoken on it myself.
Right. And you know what? To a point on that too, I guess one thing we should point out for all the listeners is that me and James are both, Ontario brokers. If we haven't already mentioned that, right? We do not, we in this chapter of Big only do Ontario insurance. So if we do get people across Canada here or even the States listening in, obviously most of our examples are going to be, Ontario based, which is what we, which is what we do. But on the accident benefits side, one of the, just a further note, it was interesting when you said, you know, who's asked you, the people that have brought it up. And this is one of the unfortunate things that I think happens with the typical auto insurance and home insurance is just the experiences. The people that typically value it are either A, those that know about it through, you know, being in the industry, or either doing more research themselves or getting a strong recommendation from a broker or an agent. The other side of that coin are people that unfortunately have had, you know, possibly catastrophic accident benefits claims, right? They've been injured in a car accident.
100%.
They learned through the process, right? And I've heard of a couple examples. I've unfortunately seen a couple examples of people that, you know, only knew about the $65,000 for the medical rehab as your, you know, your kind of base standard benefits, but they learned about that going through, you know, injuries in a car accident, right?
100%.
I don't know when that topic is going to come up, but me and James will 100% give you guys some insight as to, you know, what the benefits are, what you maybe should want to look into. I don't want to say there's always a right or wrong answer, right? Because everyone has their own opinions on what they can afford, as well as, you know, what kind of risks they might be trying to, you know, take on themselves versus, yep, versus pay for on the insurance side.
100%.
It's interesting that it's, you know, it's either people that know about it, it's people that's been in those accidents. That's when that particular thing, you know, gets talked about, right?
Yep. And no, I think Mike would 100% agree with me on this point, is that me and Mike can only encourage, educate, and spread knowledge as much as possible. But at the end of the day, our advice, our opinions, our expert knowledge in insurance only goes so far, because at the end of the day, you have to make that personal decision, right? I could sit here for 30 minutes and talk to a client, and I could harp on every single little thing. But at the end of the day, if they don't buy into it, that's their decision to make. It's their product that they're buying. It's their car, it's their home, it's their life, it's their business that they're insuring. And at the end of the day, there's only so much advice and knowledge and education that me and Mike can push onto people. So, but I think that's the biggest thing. I never call myself a salesperson. I don't know if Mike would either. I almost say like I'm an educator almost, because at the end of the day, I educate people, because most people, I've dealt with people numerous times well into their 60s, even 70s, where people still don't know what an insurance deductible is. Can you believe that?
That sort of stuff, it kind of blows your mind, but it's the reality of it, right? You're paying for almost a promise, right? You're paying for trust in insurance. And I think an average consumer, you know, doesn't always know what they have, very simply put. And it's not even their problem or their fault, very simply because, you know, they pay for insurance hoping that if and when they have a claim, their policy is just there to respond.
100%.
I've been paying, and we've all heard this. I know a lot of people are probably thinking there, you know, I've paid insurance for 30 years. I've paid insurance 40 years. If I have something that happens, my policy is just all encompassing and it is going to pay for whatever happens. And I mean, unfortunately, that is just not the case. You know, and again, we'll get into this stuff kind of further into different episodes as we talk about it. But I think one of the big things that I wanted to mention this one, as we kind of get this podcast started, me and James kind of introduce ourselves and what the premise is here, is that we are, you know, we talk to people all day, every day about their individual insurance needs. So if we can provide on this platform, you know, a way that people can follow up or listen and grab some insight from us, whether or not, you know, you want to give us a call next week or next year, this is info that, you know, people should, if you have an interest, obviously, should, you know, pick up on and be able to help with their own insurance inquiries. Because all of us, you know, look at stuff maybe annually. Some people look annually and said, you know, it's gone up or down, but who cares? Some people out there are going to be listening and say, Mike, I shop my insurance every year, right? There's people on both sides of that equation. But yeah, I mean, James, add on what you feel in terms of that. But I think most of the stuff that we're trying to do, and I agree with you, we're educators, right? We're every phone call is about a conversation, provide some risk exposure, some coverage recommendations, some opinions, and or, you know, maybe even long-term plays. And then our idea is to, you know, get a policy together that that fits those needs.
100%. I totally agree. And like I said, the biggest thing for me is the educational part. And at the end of the day, I will educate. I actually had a client recently, actually. This is a kind of a funny story. They called me the insurance professor. So I like that. I might keep that.
That's your tag moving forward.
Yeah, exactly. The insurance professor. I was like, oh, I kind of like that, actually.
I think you got to say it like more like the insurance professor, like, you know, like really hardy. Get some confidence behind that.
Like one of, and wear like one of those like really like old like 1800 like British suits with like those the one eyeglass that like kind of hangs from like the collar of the suit jacket. Now that would be cool, but. Yeah, no, I think the biggest thing is making sure people are aware of things, because I couldn't tell you how many times that people are unaware of things, and then when they actually need the coverage, they just don't have it. I couldn't tell you how many times people buy new cars and then they come to me and they're like, oh, I want liability only. And then you review them the whole risk, and that realistically you can't do that anyways because the financing companies won't let you do that. But they never knew. They just never thought that they would need more than that. Like even the dealerships aren't even explaining that to them, that they need coverage because they technically don't own the car yet. It's financed through a financial institution, but they want to take only basic coverage. But did they even know what basic coverage means? And again, this will be a lot of topics that we've talked about kind of a little generally that will be in further episodes. We will also be having industry professionals on here, not only other agents, maybe other brokers, people from other companies. I know me and Mike have a lot of relationships with dealerships, real estate people, mortgage people, all that kind of stuff. So I know in the future we are planning to have those people on the show to also talk about their kind of experience with insurance, because they do deal with it. I wouldn't say directly, but more like an indirect, because obviously when you sell someone a car, you sell someone a home, you obviously deal with the insurance side of things, because you can't release the car, you can't, the house deal doesn't close once they see an insurance binder. So no, we'll definitely have those kind of people on the show and kind of get their professional opinions on stuff and kind of have conversations with them directly and indirectly based on insurance. But like I said, moving forward, this is the broker breakdown. And we will be posting, I think for now, we are deciding on Tuesdays, just once a week for now, to kind of see how things go. We don't want to kind of flood people with so much information, and then there's 1,000 episodes they have to watch every week. So Tuesdays will be our posting. This episode will come out on May 17th. So that is from the time of recording would be in about 5 days from now. So yeah, look out for us on Tuesdays. We'll be on basically every kind of podcast platform you can probably think of. Apple Music. I know Spotify and Apple Music are the two biggest ones. But there'll be other smaller ones that we'll be on as well. But yeah, Mike, do you have anything else to add before we kind of wrap up episode one here?
Not too much. One quick thing I did want to mention, and this is to all of our people that do know us through, you know, dealerships, mortgage brokers, real estate agents, and everyone in this kind of our realm. You know, let's have those conversations together. If you guys do want to jump on as well, we'd love to have interactions with other people in the industry as well, just to overall highlight, I think, some of the challenges that the average consumer has, whether it is, like, you know, like you said, James, buying a car or purchasing a home, or even any of our lawyer contacts as well, right? That talk about the closing of homes and some of the challenges that both clients and all of us deal with on the daily day-to-day basis. So I guess that would be my last thing, and I look forward to having super kind of entry level conversations where it's me and, you know, James. Obviously people don't need it at the
in-depth, the scientific.
Yeah, we need to speak. We need to, you know, we want to chat
with everyone. It's got to be plain English.
It absolutely does. The same way we would do our typical phone calls with people and how we chat about stuff in a more, again, not in a salesy approach, but more of the...
Not in an insurance language, because an insurance language is a whole other, like, dialect almost.
Oh, it's a realm. It's a realm.
So we don't need to, plain English is what we need to strive for here, so...
Yeah, you're not going to find guys legal jargon typically in our conversations.
No, I definitely do not have a dictionary next to my desk right now during recording to go over every scientific definition. So, no, it's just plain English and kind of, like I said, just kind of giving people a better outlook on things, because like I said at the beginning here, insurance people literally probably just have it because they got to have it. And at the end of the day, if we can kind of shed some light on that, between the two of us, myself and Mike, there's 15 years of experience here, and that's only going to grow. So if we can kind of shed any light for people that kind of help them understand a little bit more, that's kind of what we really want to do moving forward with this. So, I appreciate everyone kind of tuning in for the first one. And I appreciate Mike taking some time out of his day, because I know he's a busy guy, to help me film this. And and I appreciate him also co-hosting this show with me, because without him, it's kind of just me sitting here talking to people. And, you know, with two people, it does help, because you kind of can shoot ideas back and forth. And but I do appreciate him taking the time and coming on as a co-host and kind of helping us grow this brand together. So, no, I do appreciate that, Mike.
It's going to be a fun ride. I look forward to it, and I look forward to chatting with tons of people over the hopefully weeks, months, and I would love to stay here years to come as well.
Yeah, I would love to as well. So we appreciate you guys checking out episode one. Like I said, this is recording May 12th, but we'll have this release for May 17th. That is the Tuesday, and going forward, we'll be posting every Tuesday. So, hit the notification button. I really don't know how the podcast platforms work all that good. I know you can follow them and stuff, so make sure once it comes out, follow the podcast so you guys get all the episode updates. And if you guys have any like recommendations you guys want to hear, if you guys have questions, comments, anything like that, you guys can always reach out to us. Like I said, we can definitely... I don't mind even doing like almost like a Q&A section of every podcast, where if you guys have tons of questions you guys want us to answer right on the podcast, me and Mike will definitely just shoot through all of them and answer as many as we possibly can. So, but yeah, like I said, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday.